You're listening to Band Geek with Richie Castellano. Ooh, on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
What's up, guys? Richie here, and this is Band Geek episode 39. This is really cool because a lot of people told me they really liked our Christmas episode where we re-recorded the Chipmunk song. Now, if you haven't heard that episode, you can go back to riotcast.com/bandgeek and listen to it. It's also up on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen to the podcast. You can go back to the archives and check that one out. What we did in that episode is we learned and analyzed the Chipmunks Christmas song and then re-recorded it, showing all the production techniques and you know, track by track, what goes into recording that song. And to me, I thought, you know, who's going to want to hear this? But judging from the messages I got on Twitter and Facebook, people loved that episode and they loved hearing sort of a behind-the-scenes recording session because that's not something you hear too often. So we're going to do that again, but this time we're doing it with What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers, which is one of my all-time favorite songs. Now, this is a bit of a stretch for us because we're mainly rock guys, so, you know, we like power chords, and that's what we usually do. But this has a lot of stuff influenced by jazz and R&B, and even like gospel music with some of the changes. So this was really a challenge for us to analyze. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start the episode with Andy and I going over the concept and learning the song. And then once we start recording the song, I'm going to, you know, fade in and out because, you know, basically when you analyze a song or you learn a song, you have to listen to the song a bunch of times. So, you know, rather than have us play through the entire track for every single take, I'm going to give you little snippets of that once we get rolling with the recording. And I'll come back and do this voiceover thing to let you know what's going on, just like we did with the Chipmunks episode. So that's it. Enjoy the episode and let me know what you think. Keep sending me tweets and Facebook messages. That's great. So enjoy the What a Fool Believes behind the scenes episode. I've always had this idea, and Andy, you know what the idea is, but our listeners don't, so let me let them in on the secret here. I've had this idea where I want to do a video of What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers. Let me look at you. I'm looking into the distance here.
By your favorite singer?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the story is, I listened to... I'll tell the story again. I watched Tommy Davidson, the comedian, do a bit on Michael McDonald. He did an impression. I thought it was hilarious. So, you know, he was making fun.
What was it roughly? It was just
hey, don't worry. I've been lied to. I've been told too many times before. Girl, don't you worry. It's like that. You could look it up on YouTube, but...
And then Family Guy did the thing with Michael McDonald.
So everybody's making fun of Michael McDonald, but then I tried to do it. I tried my hand at it. Mm-hmm. It's really hard.
Yeah,
because he's a really good singer. So, I've been working on my Michael McDonald for a while, and of course Muff, who's not with us tonight, but he'll be joining us later. He worked on his, and his is not as good as mine. But he swears it's just as good as mine.
Well, that's the other thing. Everyone thinks they could do a Michael McDonald impersonation.
Here's the problem. Okay,
like you said, he sings really, really well.
Muff or Michael McDonald?
Michael McDonald.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that. Muff sings well too. But you know, he sings really well. It's very hard to sing like that. And Anne Marie, who is a vocal teacher, told me my voice got better when I started trying to sing like Michael McDonald because he sings correctly.
Okay.
That's the way you're supposed to sing.
Right. That's why opera people sound the way they are. It's not like they're putting on a voice.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh. No, that's actually the way your voice is meant to sing.
Right. So what was I talking about? Okay. So anyway, so yeah, when I do an impersonation, I record myself doing it and I listen and I listen critically and I try to see if I can get better at it.
Mm-hmm.
Muff. Hey Muff, we're talking about you. All right. Actually, Muff uploads the podcast, so he could just choose not to upload this one. But he just does it and says, yep, nope, it's good. I'm done. But we're going to put that to the test.
There you go.
In this podcast. We're going to.
So I'm going to test his quality control.
Exactly. So, okay, the idea, I always wanted to do a video, and I'm gonna give away the video because I want to see who actually listens to the podcast as opposed to just watching the videos on YouTube.
Okay.
It's a good little study here. And I'm going to do spoilers. Spoiler alert. So I'm going to tell you what the video is going to be like right now. So if you don't want to hear this, fast forward. But here's my vision. Are you ready for my vision, Andy?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. I'm sitting at McDonald's. I'm staring longingly or sadly at a Big Mac with one bite out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The camera starts at the Big Mac. Pans up. The song is What a Fool Believes. And I'm sad. And I'm dressed and as Michael McDonald with a wig on.
And a beard. And a white beard.
Yes. And I sing like as if I'm singing to the... What do you think? Should I sing to the burger or to the camera?
Both, I think. Depend.
Yeah.
I think throughout the course of the song, it'll be both.
So I have like a number two there, or number one. No, Big Mac is number one, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
So from back when I used to eat bread and French fries. So I'm staring at it and I'm singing, you know, he came from somewhere back in the whole thing.
Right.
And I sing it and there's, you know, so I figured we'll do like a pass of me singing, right? Mm-hmm. And then we could do like B-roll shots of me like dancing in front of the, like trying to go
in,
to the,
in McDonald's.
Yeah. Trying to talk to the drive-thru.
Right.
Just all stupid things we could do around McDonald's.
Right.
And then, verse 2 happens, right? And then I'm looking sad, and Muff busts through the front door. Keep sending him somewhere. You know, and does the whole thing. And I look
and
up.
He's also dressed.
He is also Michael McDonald, right?
Ah.
So I look up, and I'm like, there's another Michael McDonald like me, so I'm not alone anymore.
So you too, Michael McDonald.
So then he busts through the door, and he's like shimmies over to my table and sits next to me and is just singing right at me, and I'm digging it. I'm digging on what he's throwing down. You know what I mean? And then we join up in the harmony for the what a fool believe, right?
Okay.
Join up in harmony for that. Right. Great, right? And then we could like be going around different locations. Well, assuming
so, you're two Michael McDonalds in McDonald's.
In a McDonald's. And I don't know how we're gonna do this. I think we have to do this guerrilla style in a McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
We might have to go to multiple McDonald's because they might kick us out of the first one.
Right.
We might have to go to like a secondary location and pick up from there. So folks, if you're watching this video, if this video actually happens, because I haven't done it yet, this is before everything, so this might just be a pipe dream. This might just be none of this shit might happen.
Right.
To be honest, but
it's gonna end up being an animated film.
No, I'm gonna like draw a little storyboard stick figures and say this is what the video would have looked like had I the time
on the wrapper of a McDonald's Big Mac,
or if I gave enough of a shit to finish it. So, yeah, and then we could be around, but I think it has to be guerrilla style. I think like I gotta just walk into McDonald's dressed like Michael McDonald. I don't think anyone will say anything.
Yeah, no, right? No.
Order my food, sit down, like have like a little in-ear. Action going on.
Put your little iPod.
Put my phone in my pocket.
Listen to it.
Eat the burger.
Mouth it.
Set the fucking GoPro on the table while I'm eating, and just sing to it. And if people look, like, how many fucking crazy people have you seen at McDonald's?
Exactly.
Right.
You're taking a selfie. You could be doing anything.
I'm just another crazy motherfucker at McDonald's. Exactly. At that point, they're not going to kick me out. Right now, when Muff walks in, see, at that point, we need to buy. He needs to buy food. Right, so they don't kick him out.
Right.
Or I have to buy two meals. You know what? I should buy two meals.
Yeah.
Because the one meal, no one's eating it because she left me.
Right.
Or he left me.
Exactly.
You know what?
You're sitting alone at a table for two.
Yeah, table for two.
It's a classic story.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we don't have a permit. We're not making any money off this. This is just a fun video. But do you think they'll kick us out of McDonald's?
If they say something, you're just making a YouTube video. It's not... And it's pro McDonald's.
I'll say I am a paying customer. I've bought these two meals, and I'm prepared to eat them. But I have to sing in order. I have a digestive
disorder.
Disorder, thank you. That causes me. I need to sing in order to finish my food. Okay. So anyway, so that's the video. There's a surprise ending. I don't want to give that away.
Okay.
That will save.
Okay.
Andy knows what the surprise ending is because I've been talking about this idea.
I forgot already.
Good. So
do you die?
We have a special cameo at the end.
Okay. I'm not even gonna say.
Okay. What is it, like triple bypass surgery? Is that what
you're thinking? Saying you're going to do some lines of coke at the end?
No, no. Okay, so that's...
smoke a doobie, like the Doobie Brothers.
Ah.
No. Nope. That's not going to happen either.
I wanted to have like a little kid in the video too, dressed as Michael McDonald, but I think it's...
Mini Michael McDonald. Mini Michael McDonald with a Happy Meal.
I only ordered two wigs off of Amazon, so I don't know if you did. And I did use the Band Geek link. Andy, it's your turn. Explain what the Band Geek link is.
Go to riotcast.com/bandgeek. On the top of the page, you'll see an Amazon banner. You click on that. That goes to the regular Amazon. But thanks to your click-through, we get a tiny piece of your purchase. Doesn't cost you any extra.
And it just about covers our Libsyn monthly bill, so thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so... That's the concept, but here's a little snag in the plan.
Okay.
Now we have to record this fucker.
Yeah, there's like a lot of stuff in there, right?
All
right,
so let's. Okay, you got a piano over there, Andy.
Yep.
So why don't you move the mic next to it? Oh wait, is that really loud? Go again. That's pretty good. Okay. All right. So.
I don't think
they plugged the sustain in. Oh, you didn't. The sustain. If it were playing. If it were playing. Okay, good. All right. So just lower the volume on that a little bit. Okay, so let's play a little bit of the song. Okay, so right off the bat. All right, before even the synth comes in.
Right off the bat, there's a lot of notes happening.
Well, on instrumentation, I'm hearing a drum set. I'm hearing percussion. There's a piano. I think there's an electric piano.
Yeah, it sounds like it's like a layered piano kind of sound.
Right.
Synthesizers.
Yeah. Well. There. So now the synthesizers come in. Yeah, like a
square wave.
And the bass comes in.
Everything's very staccato.
Yeah. Except for Michael's flowing voice. Oh. Did you hear that? That comes in there.
Was that a guitar?
I don't think so.
Like a chorus guitar?
This is the Doobie Brothers. There's no guitars. Oh, wait. Yes, there is.
Yeah.
They're taking a break during this song. I feel like that's another...
or fretless bass.
I feel like that's another, like, Rhodes or something.
Something with chorus on it.
And then strings come in. Tambourine.
Tambourine. Bongos.
Yeah.
Shaker.
Yep. Maybe that is a guitar. Another synth sound. Massive vocals. Alright. Let's figure out the chords to this. I kind of know it. So I think it's. Well, you figured out the piano part earlier.
Yeah.
What do you got?
So that's a lot of going back and forth here. So we're starting on the A flat chord, but I'm playing a D flat chord.
Okay.
And then the A flat, and then like a A sus 2 4 something. Just kind of keep on moving those thirds.
What two notes are you
playing? So basically,
there?
You're going D flat F.
Right.
with the A flat in the bottom.
Okay.
And then you're moving the D flat and F to C and E flat, and then move it down again to B flat and D flat all the time.
Keep so they're always thirds?
Yeah.
Just two notes. Because there's another voice in the electric piano
there
part.
The A flat might be there. It's hard to tell if it's.
Let's layer that up. Let's give the electric piano something to do.
Okay.
Okay. Now how about that bass line?
What was that? So.
Ba-do-do-do.
Yeah. I don't know that.
So. I think it's F. F, D flat.
Right,
F, D flat, F.
Because that's the D flat.
Yeah, but I think it's F, D flat, F.
Right, that's what I mean.
Then down to E flat.
So, let's start again here.
Do you want to do them separately?
Right?
Let's listen to it one more time.
Okay. So I could get that.
Okay,
I got the first part.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I am so jealous that you know how to play this.
Yeah, almost. Close enough.
So Michael McDonald plays that part and sings like an angel.
He's playing the electric
like
piano part.
Like a mush-mouthed angel that he is. He sings this. Oh, you think he plays the electric piano part?
I don't know.
Well, he was like the sole keyboard player in the Doobie Brothers, so. Unless the other doobies are like.
Right, the three guitar players they have are each playing in something like that.
Okay, so that keeps going?
I'll have to practice that a little bit. Now, I think the rhythm is also a little bit confusing with the piano and the electric piano, because I don't think it does all the eighth notes like... I think it goes.
I think you're right.
So I think maybe that's what's throwing me off. Yeah, it's a little bit easier to do it that way.
All right, so then we'll layer that up. But there's other chords. So it goes to B flat. She. To A flat, so it's B flat minor A flat, but you're still doing that little pattern,
that little thing. But then I think I move the bass note, I mean the low note of A flat to like the G flat.
Well, let's listen to it just to be sure.
I do something like that,
folks. By the end of this podcast, you're gonna love this song. She musters a smile for his nostalgia.
I definitely hear that. Yeah.
Well, I hear it. Ba, 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 ba. I'm definitely hearing a da, 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 da. I'm definitely hearing that note.
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
And then I think the next chord it goes down.
Okay. So it's B flat minor to A flat. Never made her think twice. Okay, now. And she.
Is that too much? That's is nice. That what's there? I don't think that's all there. Is it?
Is that like, hold on.
This is jazz school voicings.
Right. But that, see, okay. For those of you who don't know, I am a self-taught keyboard player that knows just enough keyboard to play Blue Oyster Cult songs, Bohemian Rhapsody, and Abbey Road. That's the extent of my keyboard playing. Andy knows like how to actually be a keyboard player. So is that like the common keyboard 251?
Yeah. Ooh.
So what chords are those for the lay people like myself?
Okay, so this is a E flat minor 7 9 on so, top.
Right?
Yep. And then that's A flat 7 9.
Oh, 9? Oh yeah, yeah.
But that you could also do a couple of ways. You could keep the F, which would be the 13.
You know what's hilarious? On keyboard, I'm watching Andy play these different extensions, and he's literally moving a finger. On guitar, I have to let me retune this string so I can grab that note. It's ridiculous. Anyway.
Yeah, so the voicing for that E flat 7 is just... So E flat, G flat, B flat, D flat, F.
So almost all the black keys in an F.
Pretty much. And then this would be you keep the G flat, the B flat, and you change the two upper notes, so it's the C and the E flat.
Apology.
But I don't know if that's.
I promise, when I do the actual vocal take, my voice is still a little fucked up from the cruise plague, but I will do a better vocal take. But hold on a second. Let's listen to the 251 he's playing. Listen to that vocal. That's awesome. That's a major seventh. I'm hearing it a little differently.
Yeah, it might be different. I just went for that.
Ooh.
Something like that?
That's sexy. Michael, you sexy.
So it's a higher voicing.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Yeah, that's. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
The 13th chord. He's keeping the F on top. And that's a little bit more open.
Yeah.
Then, So that's the same as the voicing I did over there. But then the second chord, the A flat 7, is just the 7th.
Yeah.
G flat, the C, and the F.
Okay.
Which is that 13th.
And then it goes to the major 7th on top. Yeah. I think it's just do-do-do-do-do-do. I think you're adding a note. Let me listen to that. Apology. Oh, wait, it was right there. Apology. Yeah. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not there?
No. Try it. That's awesome. And then it goes back to B flat minor.
And I do the.
Yeah. And then it goes G in the bass. So it's like a G.
It's G
minor 7 flat 5.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the pattern still works over that.
Ah.
That still works over that. Except I'm just going to add the G at the bottom.
All right, so let's hear that part.
So, what a fool.
Who's watching her go? Yeah, the other G. So.
He's watching her go. For what a fool believes.
Okay, so what's that now?
All right, now we're in F sharp minor.
Right.
So I'm playing basically a, like an A triad. E, which would be the seventh.
Yeah.
A and C sharp. And then moving the top two notes down to G sharp and B.
I'm so jealous that you could do this.
And then F sharp and A. So.
And what chord is that? Oh, that's
that would be the B7. But I guess it's a B sus because I'm.
Oh, you're doing the same pattern up top. No. Fuck that noise.
So. And then. No, is it? Do you think it goes down there or does it?
Let's listen to it. The pad. I think it changes. Let's hear it one more time.
Oh, it.
Maybe that's the synth part. That might be the synth part. Ooh, that sounds right.
Or it also seems like it could go. Is that it? Or.
I think. You know what? Maybe that synth part goes down and that one stays up.
Yeah.
Just pick one for now.
And then, do we know what's going there?
Oh, let's do it again.
It's still there. That E. Yeah. That E is still there, definitely.
All right, so what is it? All right, and then to... Oh, E, it's an E major now, so...
E major now.
Yeah.
So same thing, E triad.
Yeah.
And then, I guess that would be second inversion with the B on the bottom. And then you move the E and the G sharp to D sharp and F sharp. And then you move it down again to C sharp and E. And then move the bass note to C sharp. And then it does a little... wait.
Yeah.
And so then, that's A, B, C, C sharp.
And then the bass goes... Or is it C or is it C sharp? C, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Play it more staccato. That might help you. Yeah. Woo.
Fancy. So I think it goes up the.
And then you repeat. What's it? C sharp minor, then a riff. Keep setting him somewhere. Then he goes back to the intro. All right, I set up a session here. I clocked the tempo at 120.
There you go.
So I didn't change anything.
Oh shit, is that too loud?
That's fine.
It's a little loud. Hold on.
Three, four. All right, I'm going to spare you having to hear the entire piano track and multiple takes and all that stuff. So basically, we got the piano track down, and the next thing on the list was to tackle that electric piano or Yamaha stage piano sort of track. So here's that. Okay, let's try to grab that electric piano sound. What are you going to play for this?
So I'm going to do more eighth notes for this, yeah. I think. I'll do. I'm just going to do the right hand.
Yeah. And you're going to put that lower note in this one.
Yeah, I'm going to put the A flat, and then yep. I'm going to go to the G flat.
Right.
Do you think they just put a delay on it, or do you think it's all eighth notes like that?
I don't know. It feels kind of expressive to me, you know what I mean? Although they could put a delay with a, you know, quieter tail, so.
Yeah, that's probably silly. They probably just played it like this.
Let's. I'll take you from
no bass part.
What? No bass part. I'll take you from two measures to go, and let's hear you do that.
Right.
Ready?
Yep.
All right, so here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. So now that we have the two main keyboard parts recorded, we're going to start laying down some rhythm section tracks. Here's us discussing the drum part.
Yeah, there's a lot of spaces where the bass drum is not playing.
Bump, 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 bump,
Got it.
Hold on, listen. All right, so now kick on 1 and 3. A hi-hat pickup.
Okay. As he rises to her apology,
anybody else would surely know. And then snare and crash on the 4. Yeah, so it goes. So play the she. 1, 2, 3, 4. She. Right.
And then it goes like this.
Is that the right rhythm? And 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4.
All right, so it's
1 and 2 and 1 and 2. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so I'm gonna take audio and MIDI from you right now.
Okay.
So I could change the drum sound later so we don't have our 80s cock rock normal Van Geek drum sound.
Yeah, that's not really the right snare drum
terrible.
Sound.
Hold on. Here we go. Play. There we go. Okay, now let's get some MIDI happening here. Play. Obviously, you're triggering the wrong thing here. So let's... What was this?
Just leave it as none for now, and then you could do it later.
Yeah, but I got to figure out what freaking thing you're going into here.
Well, you don't need the output.
Oh, play? Well, you need, I think you need the output.
Really?
Yeah, because then it doesn't do the right thing. Hold on, play? There you go. All right, so it's recording MIDI data. Are you ready to do a take?
Yep.
Here we go. 1, 2... 1, 2, 3. Okay, now that the drums are laid down, let's add some bass.
All right, the bass part in this song is kind of, it's like, I guess sparse is the word. It doesn't come in right on the top, but it's got like all these cool licks like... like, you know... It's got all that stuff.
It has some of the like left hand piano parts too there.
Right. Let's do it.
With the rhythm section tracks completed, we move on to the synth parts.
All right, there's a whole bunch of other keyboard parts on this, Andy. It's got some sort of synth sound on it. Well, obviously not that synth sound, but
We'll record this MIDI and then tweak the sound.
Yeah. Dude, let's listen to it one more time.
It does the octave kind of thing there, right?
I'm not sure. Hold on, let's listen to it. Nostalgia tale. Never coming near what you wanted to say. Only to realize it never really was. And there are two synth parts. Well, if you listen later. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right, let's do this shit.
Is that it?
Yeah, but it's got to be like a monophonic sound. Like something like that. Right.
So after much debate, this is what we ended up recording for the synth part. Next up on the list was percussion. We recorded this song to a click and to the Pro Tools grid, so that made it easy for me to program the percussion. So basically, I just typed it in on the grid, and this is what it sounds like. Next, we tackle the string part.
I'm hearing like a string part in this during the hee-ha-da. I think it's octaves like right. And there's other parts. You want to try that?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. I'll give you a little bit before. One, two, three, four.
With most of the instruments recorded, Andy and I called it a day, and then the next night, Jarrett came over and we started to tackle the vocals.
We're back. We're in the studio. I'm here with Jarrett now. So last time we were here, me and Andy, we did all like the basic tracks. I haven't really mixed anything yet, but I'll mix it when we're done. I let the people know about the video idea that we've been kicking around.
I'm unaware of the conversation that happened previously.
That's all right. You'll hear it when you upload it.
I'm out of the loop.
All right. So today, with a sinus infection, I'm going to try to see like Michael McDonald. Okay. So how should we do this? Should I sing it first up until like you come in, and then we'll riff on the ending? Or
let's chat first. You talked with Andy about, you know, the how to lay down the track and the riffs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Already? I'm sorry, podcast audience, but yeah, I haven't heard it. But there's a trick to doing Michael McDonald. And we kind of talked about this when we did our episode with Funny Voices.
What's the trick?
You have to make your mouth like, when you know when you go to the dentist and he's like putting the thing in your mouth and you don't want to let your teeth touch and you're trying to talk like this. You have to do it like that because that's the.
Well, that's what you're doing.
Yes,
I have a jar of gummy bears. I just put them in my mouth and sing with them.
It's like Mr. Ed. They put peanut butter on your teeth and just let you lick it up. That's it. It's not actually Michael McDonald singing. They just put peanut butter on his teeth.
All right, I'm gonna try a test run right now, and see how it goes. Okay. You want me to just jump in here and do it?
Yes.
All right.
The trick also is to let the ends of your words fall away.
Like what?
Like, he can still believe there's a place in her life.
La.
Like, don't say life.
You already sound like a South Park character now.
That's exactly what it is. Michael McDonald is the actual pitch of Mr. Henke, the Christmas Pooh.
Okay. All right, let me put some reverb on this. Check. Oh, yeah. Reverb.
Is that going to be weird with the two mics?
No.
Is the other mic going to pick it up?
Who gives a shit?
The recording
Well, I am
mechanism?
Recording one separate track. Okay, right now, if you're not sure what I'm doing, I'm recording the output of Pro Tools onto my Zoom recorder, and me and Muff are talking into little microphones for today. just to, you know. All right, let's see what the hell happens here. Let me do a little warm-up. That's terrible. I might have to do multiple takes of this and do a little splicey splice, but we'll see what happens.
Oh, God. Okay.
This is terrible. I'm already giggling. We haven't even begun yet. Okay, here we go. And my speakers are on, which is terrible. Motherfucker.
He came from somewhere back in long ago. The settlement of food don't see trying hard to recreate, but it yet to be created. Once in her life, she.
Oh my, that's horrible.
That's fucking terrible.
Once in her life.
Okay. Take two. Here we go. Here we go. It's gonna happen.
What?
Yes, Anne-Marie.
Why are you hiding in the shadows, Anne-Marie?
What's the matter?
What? You need scrunch.
I need more balls?
Yeah.
My wife is at the foot of the stairs, and she's gesturing with testicles to me, saying, more balls.
How do you see her? I just see the whites of her eyes like Batman.
Okay, here we go. All right, everybody be quiet. I'm trying to get in the fucking Michael zone here. I don't got it, man.
Your shoulders almost exploded because you were breathing through them so hard.
Was I? Fuck. Okay. Now my voice sounds like this.
now you sound
great.
Like Kevin Conroy.
That's great. I am vengeance. I am the knight. I am Batman.
Oh, that was good.
Was it?
Yeah.
So all I have to do is...
get a sinus infection.
Get a sinus infection and blow my fucking voice out. Okay. All right. I'm going to take a little break and then try it again. How do you feel about that?
Sure.
Do you want to go or do you want me to just take a break and then try it again?
I can. Well, let's not waste time.
Okay, Muff, you're up and I'll do mine after. Shit. I was all confident before going into this. Like I was going to be able to do it, but I suck.
It's too much pressure now.
You ready to go?
Sure.
All right, here we go. It's always better than nothing.
Life. Fuck.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
You want to do another one or you want to keep that?
No, let's do another one. Let's start it from the beginning.
I'll keep that and do another. Also, you were a little low. Can you talk? Can you sing? I'll give you a little more schmutz in the mic there. All right, here we go. Here we go. Ready?
I'm singing it low so I don't blow out my voice like you.
There was good stuff in that take.
The timing was fucked up.
No, you lost it. There was good stuff in that take. So let's do from. For what a fool, believe. You should probably go. For what a fool believes. He sees. No wise man has the power.
For what a fool believes.
Yeah. Oh.
But what a fool believes. Fool.
But what a fool.
But what a fool.
Yeah.
Oh. But what a fool believes. He sees. No wise man has the power to reason away what seems.
I'm gonna try this again. Yep. Hey.
What happened? I can't hear anything.
See, now this is fun to do at parties and for your friends, but when you're actually trying to lay it down.
Yeah, exactly. Hey.
Trying hard to recreate what had yet to be created. What's in her life?
I feel a lot better about that one.
That was actually good. I didn't want to stop you because you were doing real well.
I want to punch in a couple things, though. I want to punch in... She had a place in... No, I think... No. What a fool believe... I think I want to do that again. Whatever, I'll do it later. I'm going to spare you the next parts because Muff and I went back and fixed some stuff. We did multiple takes. And we also did the ad-libs at the end, and I want you to be surprised by them. I don't want you to hear them while we're sort of coming up with the goofy stuff. I want you to experience it for the first time when you hear the song, which I'm about to play. But before I play it, I want to talk about the post-production process a little bit. To get the vocal takes, what we do is a technique called comping. Comping is really common on pop music. What you do is you take all the takes that you recorded. Generally, when I'm recording someone, I like to do three takes, but sometimes you have to do more. I can't remember how many takes we did for this, but what you do is you listen to each section, and then you audition each take that you did. So, you know, I might listen to, "He came from somewhere back in long ago," and that might be my first take, and then my second take might be, "He came from somewhere back in long ago," and then my third take might be, so I'll pick the best one out of the three, and that'll be that line, and I go through every line like that, and that's basically how they make pop records. And it's not only for vocals. Sometimes they do that for other instruments. Like, I've heard that that's how David Gilmour records guitar solos. He'll do five passes at a lead, and then he and the producer or the engineer will go through each part and pick all the licks they like, and then splice them together, or comp them, which is short for composite, I believe, and that's where the finished lead comes from. So that's how we did that. But I also went through all the other tracks, and that's a general practice I do when I'm mixing something. I like to listen to all the tracks, make sure everything's good, there's no glitches, or no really glaring problems. Like, for example, when we recorded the drum track, my electronic drum set is kind of busted, so sometimes the drummers have problems with the hi-hats misfiring. So I went through, I listened to all the hi-hats, I made sure there were no misfires, which of course there were, and I just fixed all that stuff. And then, you know, I listened for any noises or weird things, and then once you're done with that and all the tracks sound the way they should, then you start the mixing process. Now, I could do a whole other podcast on mixing, but that I won't do that today because I'm sure you're dying to hear the finished product. But, you know, after I mixed and automated it, this is what it sounds like. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and here's what a fool believes. Thanks for listening.